Life on the Planet is produced by Miloš Radakovic and Central Coast Public Radio, KUSP, Santa Cruz. This is Miloš Radakovic for Life on the Planet. Small animals have been migrating since ancient times, but scientists still don't know very much about where most of the wandering critters come from or where they're going. In a recent study, a team of Princeton researchers found that dragonflies and songbirds share long-distance travel habits, suggesting migration behaviors are less complex and could be more than 100 million years older than previously thought. The scientists stuck tiny radio transmitters to the wings of 14 green darner dragonflies and followed the radio signals in an airplane and with handheld devices on the ground. Although dragonflies are 140 million years older than birds, according to fossils, they seem to abide by the same temperature and wind rules. Both groups stay put on the blustery days and travel only after 2 days of cooling temperatures. They even use the same markers on the landscape and rest on the same beaches. They migrate exactly like birds, or perhaps birds migrate like insects. There were some other similarities as well, which makes scientists wonder just how far back in Earth's history the guidelines for animal migration were established. Radio transmitters attached to flying, migrating insects and birds can tell researchers a lot about how small animals travel. Hooked up to satellites, the transmitters could track small animals on a global scale. The information would help scientists make plans for conservation, predict locust swarms, and protect people from introduced species and diseases. Perhaps the findings could even get certain members of our own species to ask for directions. For KUSP, this is Miloš Radakovic.